Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. In Parashas Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah says, "Va'idaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron lemor aleihem, daber el bnei Yisrael lemor zos hachaya asher tochlu mikol ha'behema asher al ha'aretz." Hashem speaks to Moshe and to Aaron. He says to them, "Speak to bnei Yisrael and say to them, this is the animal that you should eat from all the animals that are upon the earth." What does it mean, zos hachaya? Rashi explains, Moshe Rabbeinu would hold an animal, and he would show it to the Jewish people, and he would say, this animal you should eat, and this animal you shouldn't eat. So we have to understand this a little bit better. We know that there are many mitzvahs in the Torah. There's shatnez. Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu also show us shatnez? Say, this is shatnez, this is not shatnez. There are a lot of things. Why, dafka, with respect to animals, does Moshe Rabbeinu have to show us zos hachaya? Here you're using your koach hari'iya when you're looking at the behemos tomeos, and Moshe Rabbeinu is showing us the animals we're not allowed to eat. We have to use our koach hari'iya and actually see these impure animals. We also have to understand Rashi's makor. Rashi's Makor is a Sifra. Here in the Medrash, the Sifra there says that Moshe Rabbeinu would hold the animal and show it to the Jewish people, and he would say, this you should eat and this you shouldn't eat. This you should eat of the fish and this you shouldn't eat. This you should eat of the chicken, of the fowl and this you shouldn't eat of the fowl. This is Tameh and this isn't Tameh. So that's how the Sifra learns the Pasuk. This is the Chaya. Moshe Rabbeinu showed them what they should eat, what they shouldn't eat. In the Gemara in Chulin, and of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, there's a different drasha. There the Gemara darshins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the animal and showed it to Moshe, and he told him, this you can eat and this you can't eat. So why does Rashi prefer the Pasuk that the drasha of the Sifra over the drasha of the Gemara? You have our own Gemara in Chulin. Everyone learns Gemara, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. That Hashem showed Moshe the animals. Why does Rashi prefer to say, not that Hashem showed Moshe the animals, but that Moshe showed the animals to the Jewish people? That's our second question. In order to answer these questions, we are going to turn to a sicha given by Mori Verabi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, in Tovshin Samech Hei. And 4 years ago, Parshas Shmini, which was also Parshas Parah. And hopefully this will give us... This will give us insight to our own lives, and hopefully this will take us to places that we want to be. So we have a koach hari'iya. Rabbi Avram ben Arambam says the koach hari'iya, this ability to see, is the strongest chush of a person. It's the strongest of his senses. Says Rabbi Avram ben Arambam in his Mamar Kvishas HaKochos V'Amasim, Hinei chush hari'iya hu achazak shebechushim ve'adim shebem. It's the strongest of all senses. The chush hari'iya, seeing. And it's also the most gentle, the most sensitive of all your senses. V'chush ze misharet mikol et ha'nefesh atzma u'mu'il lakol. This, more than anything, helps the soul. V'hechrechi l'limudei ha'mada ve'adas. And it's necessary, it's critical for the study of wisdom and religion. So there he says that it's very important in our life that we should have. It's a very, very powerful sense, the sense of sight, more than any other sense. You need it to live, you need it to learn. The Gemara says, in Nidan, the Flamen Aleph, Am Aleph, there it goes through the different things, what the father gives the child, what the mother gives the child, and then what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the child. So we know Hashem gives the child his neshama, but in addition, he also gives him Re'iyas Ha'ayin. So we see that Re'iyas Ha'ayin, seeing is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo B'atzma. We have a Medrash in Bereishis Rabba, Perek Ches, Parsha Ches, Osir Aleph. There the Medrash says that man in some ways is like an angel, and in some ways like an animal. He eats and drinks like an animal. He procreates like an animal. He goes to the bathroom like an animal. Well, an animal doesn't go to the bathroom, but he relieves himself like an animal relieves himself. And he dies like an animal. On the other hand, the man is also like an angel. He stands like an angel. He talks like an angel. He has das like an angel. And he sees like an angel. So you see that there's this ability to see is simply angelic. It's actually interesting that the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga, it compares our Re'iyah to Hashem's Re'iyah. That when we go see Hashem, when we make Aliyah L'Regel, it says that a person blind in one eye is patur from Aliyah L'Regel. Because it says we're going there to see and be seen. So just like we are seen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us with two eyes, with complete Re'iyah, so too we also have to see Him. We have to have Shlemus HaRe'iyah. We have to be able to see Him with two eyes. So you see that to absorb Kedusha, you need to have this Shlemus HaRe'iyah. Re'iyah is very, very important. At Kedei Kach, we have sugyas in the Gemara that say that you're not allowed above Metziah, Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph, you're not allowed to stand and look at your friend's field. Because you might give it an Ayin Hara. That's the Koach of the Ayin. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Heo Medbeis, Shalotei Shmiya Gedola Meir'iyah. Hearing can't be better than seeing. Because seeing really makes it part of you. That's the koach of Re'iyah Chushis. That's really our theme to tonight. The ability to see, the koach of seeing, of what you see in the Hashpah, of what you see has on you. We know that when we read the Haggadah, when do we read the Haggadah? So there's a Hava Mina to read it on Rosh Chodesh. We say, no, it's Bayom Ahu. Maybe it's Ba'od Yom. We say, no, it can't be during the day. It has to be that night. When there's Matzah and Maror, Menachem Lefanecha. There has to be Matzah and Maror in front of you. So we see that if you're not looking at the matzah and the maror, matzah zu, maror zeh, we look at it, we mamish see it, we lift it up, everybody sees it. That's the power of seeing. It's not just hearing about it, but you can actually look at it. The Gemara says, Nyuma dafayin dalet amid beis, heino domer risha rov ochel misheino rov ochel. You can't compare it to somebody who sees his food and somebody who doesn't see his food. If you ever eat with your eyes closed, it's just not as pleasurable. It's much more pleasurable to look at the food. So now we can see and understand, really there was at first no pun intended, what our parsha is all about. We can understand our parsha. We're talking about Ma'acholas Asuros. Now the Jewish people are leaving Mitzrayim after their hearts have been sealed off by the Ma'acholas Asuros. They've been contaminated by the Ma'acholas Asuros, by forbidden foods, for a long time. And they needed an especially strong limud, a limud that's going to penetrate their bones. Geiten Beiner, they say in Yiddish, I think. It just penetrate into their bones. And it should make them be completely disgusted by forbidden foods. And now they're going to be going on a new path. And now they're only going to be eating kosher food. Recently I was reading a story that the Kloisenberger Rebbe tells about himself in the Holocaust. He says he wouldn't eat unkosher food. And one day they brought out food and he was dying, but he couldn't eat it. It was unkosher, he refused to eat it. And the next day they called them to eat again and they wanted to serve them unkosher. He refused to eat it and he was getting weaker and weaker. And finally he called out, he said, Rabbona Shalal, I really need your help. I can't take this. I'm trying to keep your Torah, but it's getting really, really difficult for me. So, not that Chas V'Shalom he would give in and eat the unkosher food. I'm sure he would have died first, which Hasidim are allowed to for all mitzvahs. If you're especially great tzaddik, you're allowed to die for all mitzvahs, the poskim say. But he was kechlosa kochos. He just didn't have any energy left. And then he relates that out of the blue, somebody comes up to him he's never seen before, hands him some food, and the guy all of a sudden disappears. Just walks away, and that's the end of him. Never saw him before, never saw him again. So that's the koach. He didn't want to eat on kosher food. So therefore, this mitzvah, more than all the other mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so serious about it. And he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to show the Jewish people Bereiyah Chushis. This is kosher and this is not kosher. In order that it should penetrate into their souls. Because when you eat unkosher food, it has a terrible effect on you. And therefore, if you were able to see what's right and what's wrong, this will have a powerful effect, a more powerful effect on us. And therefore, we're much more likely to keep this mitzvah. And that's why Dafka, this mitzvah of Ma'acholas Asuros, which is so central, which is so critical, which is really the basis of our Kedusha, it's metamtemes libo shel adam, it seals your heart off from God if a person eats Ma'acholas Asuros, forbidden foods, chas v'shalom. So Dafka here, Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way. Shem said, I want you to show it to the Jewish people, make them see it. Zos achaya, this you should eat, this you shouldn't eat. And that's why Rashi preferred the drasha from the Sifra, and not the drasha from the Gemara. Because the Joshua and the Gemara said Hashem showed Moshe. That's very nice. But there's something even stronger. Remember, Rashi is a mechanech. Rashi is trying to educate us. And to educate us, it's not so important we know what Hashem showed Moshe. It's that Moshe showed us that we the Jews should be able to see this is kosher, this isn't kosher. This is sheketz, this is a shkutzy food. This you're not allowed to eat, this you can eat. This is good food, this is delicious food. It's good for the body and good for the soul. And this is food that you shouldn't eat. It's not enough just to tell them. He has to actually show them. Because it's trying to teach us how important it is to make sure that we eat kosher. And this is after this long period in history where we were unable to eat kosher. Who knows what the mitzvah, who knows what cockroaches they were feeding the Jews. And then, I'm laughing, it's not funny, but then Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to show the Jews with Re'iyah Chushis, with this concrete vision. Look, this you should eat and this you shouldn't eat. Stay away from this. And therefore he showed us both ways. At ze tochlu, at ze lo tochlu, like it says in the pasuk, Re'a nochi nosein lefneichem ayom brachu klala. I'm putting in front of you blessing and a curse. You have to know the two choices, and therefore you have to know to stay away from the bad and to go for the good. And it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Yotes, Bidvarim Lo Yusar Eved, that with just words, an Eved isn't gonna take good Musar. If a person's an Eved to his Taivas, he's an Eved to his Yetzer HaAchila, he needs to eat and eat and eat. Words aren't going to help him. He has to see it with his eyes. Therefore, you tell somebody, don't smoke, it's bad for you. It really won't make such a big effect if the guy wants to smoke. But you really want to impress him, take him to the hospital and show him a guy lying in his bed, writhing in pain, Rahman al-Itzlan, and say, why are you so sick, sir? He said, I have lung cancer. He said, why do you have lung cancer, sir? He said, because I smoked cigarettes. And then when the guy sees it with his own eyes, it's obviously going to have a much more powerful effect. It says in Yeshayahu Anavi, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud, Pen Yirabeinav, Abaznav, Yishma, Vilavavo Yavin, Vishavar Rafalahu. See with his eyes and with his ears, he'll hear, and his heart will understand, and he'll do tshuva, and he'll be healed. You see, it has to start with Riyas Einayim. You start with seeing, and that's what makes the most powerful effect. Yesh Liros Beinayim Dafka. You have to Dafka see with your eyes. And therefore, the Jewish people, they were leaving Mitzrayim, which is a place of Taiva. They had to see with their eyes, they had to see the good, and they had to see the bad. So now that we understand our parsha, we understand why Dafka Macholas Asuros, because they were Mitzrayim, they were eating Macholas Asuros. Macholas Asuros is so critical to Kedusha. In order to get us off the bad, out of the habit, we needed to see. And we also understand why Rashi liked the Drasha that Moshe showed us, and not that Hashem showed Moshe, because it's important that we should see. That we should see, we should know the power of the koach ha-re'iyah, the power of seeing something. That if we see it, only then we're going to be able to stay off the bad stuff. So it teaches us the power of seeing, and it teaches us how important it is to stay away from unkosher food. So now we can talk a little bit about life. Taras Chaim. Mori V'Rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, related in the Sicha that he heard from the Gaon HaTzadik, Reb Shmuel Toisig, who was a Tzaddik from Yerushalayim. He heard from his Rebbe, the Matrisdorfer Rav, Hungarian Rav, who heard from his Rebbe, the Ksav Sofer, who heard from his Rebbe, the Chasim Sofer. So here you have a statement of the Chasim Sofer. Chasim Sofer is big stuff. So he says that when you want to start teaching kids, it has to be with Re'iyah Chushis. It has to be, they actually have to see it. And in his Lashon, he called it Koach HaTziur. In fact, the Musa Sfarim are filled with this idea, koach hatziur, that you have to see. When you see, when your mind, when you imagine something in your mind even, as a picture, something real, something concrete, and not just an abstract idea, not an abstraction, it has much more of an effect on you. So he said, the Chasim Sofer says, that the beginning, when you start educating kids, it has to be darf zayin mit koach hatziur. It has to be with this, with their vision, seeing what things are all about. That's why today, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, you learn Erevin, you have a beautiful picture book. You have the Koach HaTziur, doesn't it become much more clear when you're learning Erevin and you see the pictures? When you're learning Sukkah and you see all those gorgeous, they came out, when the Daf Yomi did Sukkah, they came out with this beautiful color picture book with all the Sukkahs. You know, I remember once, many years ago, college athletic dorm was burned down. And they said, in this dorm, among the other things burned were all the books in the dorm. And all the books in the athletic dorm were burned down, but they said, fortunately, most of them were already colored in. So the Mayor Dove, I know you thought that was funny. The point is that when you see these beautiful pictures, so it just makes it real. It brings it alive. Brings it to life. I think that's proper English. Sweetest friends, me oivai techakmeni. You have to learn from your enemy. What's the enemy? What's our biggest enemy in today's world? In today's world, what's the biggest enemy? Iran? I'll be honest with you, sweetest friends. I don't lose too much sleep over Iran. Iran, I didn't run. I'm not really so athletic anymore. I used to really be into running, but I'm not in that direction anymore. Unfortunately, I'm not. As I get older and older, I see that the odds of me being offered that large professional sports contract that I always yearned for are getting slimmer and slimmer. I'm not worried about Iran. I'm worried about the internet. I'm worried about television. I'm worried about movies. It's the koach hatzior. What a child sees in front of his eyes makes such a powerful roshim on him. And, you know, you don't need to be a statistician. I don't know why they spend money on such studies. But studies are done, and they conclude that if a child sees violence on television or in a movie screen, he's more likely to go out and perform acts of violence. Wow, what a chiddush. But that's what they concluded. And if a child sees promiscuous sexual behavior, he's more likely to act promiscuously. Believe it or not, yes, that's what the research shows. And you know why that is? Because it's the koach hatzior when you see it. Recently, I saw a picture for a quarter of a second. I saw a picture of a pile of dead bodies in a Nazi death camp. It was just so horrible. I couldn't look. I'm haunted by it. And I didn't even look at it. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. Now I know what happened. I've heard many stories, but when you actually go, a person goes to Yad Vashem. A person reads books and he sees pictures. It's so powerful. It penetrates to the core of your soul. They say the windows are the eyes to the soul. So when you see something, it's going right through your window. That's the koach hara'iyah. When you see something. It says, that's why Nazir and Sot are juxtaposed to each other. A person sees a Sot, he sees what happened, he sees her stomach blowing up. He shouldn't drink wine. Because what he's going to say, listen, I saw her blowing up, I'm not interested. Yeah, but you know what? He also saw the Sot woman. And maybe that'll be mashpian him in a negative way. It's dangerous. He's playing with fire over here. So Yazir Atzmum and Ayayin, yeah, Nazir is juxtaposed to Sot. Because stay away from wine, because that's what might end up happening to you. There's this danger when you see something. That's why it's so important just to be careful what we look at. A person walks down the street, he looks a hand, he looks a hair. What is he seeing? He sees this guy's tattoo. He sees this girl has a ring in her belly button. It's frightening. It's frightening what you see when you walk down the street. You see advertisements. The advertisements that you see. A friend of mine in college once wrote a paper showing how even the advertisements that don't have explicit sexual content, but you see things that allude to sexual matters, because that's what they're trying to sell. They're trying to sell a product, and that's what sells when you see it. So if people have fertile imaginations, they can also imagine it. Say, imagine this and this and this. They don't go with that. They go with the picture. And that's obviously the power. A person goes, well, why is the internet screen more popular than the Gemara page? There's just so many pictures. There's so many things to look at. So many things. And everybody knows if you have a site, it has to be attractive and it has to have different colors and graphics. What does graphics have to do with MS? What does graphics have to do with values, with meaning? But it's what you see. What you see is so powerful. it overtakes a person. A boy sees a girl. Oh, she's so pretty. So, but what's inside of her? You think you're going to have a happy marriage because she's pretty? In world history, there's never been one person who said, I can't stand my wife, but she's so nice to look at. I just love being married to her. She's miserable. She's a witch. She's a shrew, but she's soapy. She has blue eyes and blonde hair. It's just so nice to look. I'm going to stay with her. Just because she's so good to look. Listen, that doesn't keep a marriage together. If you think she's so, you can get a picture of her and put her on your wall, but you don't want to be around her. People marry, they're just blinded by her looks. There's a line in one of the Rabbi Nachman stories that there was a blind person and he was describing all these different things. He said, how do you know? You can't see. You can't see. So he says that only when one is blind can one truly see. I think a line like that in Rabbi Nachman's story. I'm not a big Rabbi Nachman chassid, although I always am entertained on Rosh Hashanah. I daven at the Kotel, and they have a group of Breslovs who, I don't know, for whatever reason, didn't make it to Uman. So maybe they're like representing, they're the Netzigim, they're the representatives of the Breslovers in Yerushalayim, Mul HaKodesh, and they clap. When they say HaMelech, everyone, they give the king a round of applause. HaMelech, and then they say, I love that. And I'm not belittling them in any way. It always brightens my spirits on Rosh Hashanah morning. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, am I going to live? Am I going to die? Am I going to make it to next year? I'm not going to make it till next year. And then they start clapping, and I curtsy, and I say, thank you. In any event, sweetest friends, back to our show. That's the idea. That you can only truly see when sometimes a person can see when he's blind, because he's not blinded by what he sees. When a person's sitting in, he looks at the girl and she's so pretty. He can't see beyond that. He can't see what her character is like, what her family is like, what her value system is. So of course it says Asur L'Adam Sheikadosh L'Isha Ad Sheirena. They have to see. But not that one should base his decision on that. That's not going to make for a happy marriage. And that's the Koach HaRi'ah, and we have to be so careful. Person looks, person sits, and he watches things on a screen. He watches the way people act, watches the way people eat, and it's mashpi on him. It's mashpi. I see the world today, and I'm frightened. I'm frightened by what goes on. I'm frightened by the things that go into people's souls. It goes right into the person's neshama. He sees it, and it penetrates into his neshama. And a person can't. It's so hard. Once a person looks, he wants to look again, and he wants to look again. The problem of pornography on the internet. How many marriages, Jewish marriages, have been broken up because the guy just can't get off the, he can't stop watching the, he can't get off the internet, and he's not in YU Torah. That doesn't break up marriages. That can only bring marriages together. That's for sure. He's got Torah. He brings Torah to her, and they live it. She gets Torah. She brings Torah to him, and they have a Torah digger family. It's a beautiful thing. But the harmful material that one can see. And then one lets one's children. That's my way to Chakamei. We have to know that's how they get our kids. A kid looks, he puts on the screen, he puts on the machine, he starts looking at this and he starts looking at that, and it destroys his neshama. So what we have to do is, when we're educating in the positive way, b'derech hatova, to also use the koach hari'ah, but the koach hari'ah for good things, to be able to see. See acts of chesed. When you hear a story and you see it with your own eyes, it's much different to be able to see it when you were there. You see with your fleisch goyken, with your fleshy eyes. You saw what happened. Wow, that was beautiful the way he acted. It's so much more powerful. And they talk about a smile. You describe him smiling. Okay, so you describe. But when you actually see the smile, it has a completely different emotional effect on you. It's you saw it. It's the koach. I always say, like, you. Let's say you would say, I once saw this in a book. That let's say you walk into a room and you just look for a second. How long would it take you to describe everything that your eye sees in that second? Just what your eyes focused on, the peripheral vision. Take hours and hours and hours, just everything. You'd have to describe every color and every shape and exactly how small and exactly how large and exactly how thick and exactly how wide and exactly how tall and exactly how low and exactly how high and the proportion to each other. And just everything. And then after all the descriptions, it still wouldn't be as clear as just seeing it for a quarter of a second. That's the kata. Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koach HaRei, a person who can see. Ask a blind person what a gift it is to see. It's a tremendous matana that a person has to wake up in the morning and say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Pokeach Ivrim. Thank you. Sometimes I want to dance. I go to this shul and people get annoyed at me. And I get a little bit too excited about certain parts of davening. And I've gotten more than one and more than three dirty looks over the years. And I have to control myself. But when I say Pokeach Ivrim, ani yotzei mi'akelim. I go berserk. I can see Rabbanu Shalom. Thank you. Such a tremendous matana. What do they say in English? A picture says 1,000 words. There's so much to a picture to be able to see. So what we have to do is we have to show our children, show ourselves positive things, good things, kedusha, chesed, tara, and not the opposite. Because as good as the good is, the opposite is, oh, Hashem Yirachem. But midah tova meruba. Tov is always stronger than ra. Ko yitein Hashem v'ko Yosef l'kulanu. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give to all of us the deep understanding of this matter that we've learned. Shem Mori v'Rabbi Hagon HaKadosh Tol Nerebe Shlita. And we should be zoche very soon to the kiyum of the pasuk in Zechariah Paragiot Pasuk Zayin u'b'neim yiru v'samchu yogel libamba. We should have lots and lots of Simcha and Gila through our Koach HaRe'iyah and Bizocha B'Karov Mamish Liros Ayin Ba'Ayin B'Shuv Hashem Tzion V'Mehera V'Yameinu Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.